KB4CBA Mobile.
EW Mobile, this possibly Randy?
This Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, and the name is David.
Ben, almost home, but yeah, you're the tennis player, right?
So everybody knows me as the tennis player. I do play a lot of tennis now that I'm retired. So I think you said you were headed to the house, almost there.
A couple of errands, Home Depot and Target and stuff, but yeah, well, you could be tennis player or you could be other Dave, because there's Dave Watts, Mr. Peter, kind of our technical guy. But I think everybody's better off knowing you as the tennis player. You're like always on the way to sports club.
I play a good bit. I play about 7 to 8 times a week. I play twice today, twice tomorrow, twice Wednesday, and then the rest of the week is I play on Saturday, so that's 7. But then sometimes I play on Friday and or Thursday, and or I have a tennis lesson on Thursday. Just, you know, different things like that.
Super. That's super. Gonna live forever with all that tennis playing.
It'd be nice. I was telling my wife last night, you know, the last few weeks I've been waking up and my joints have just really been aching from the waist down. You know, my hips, knees, and so I, when I get up in the morning, I'm just hurting so bad I can hardly walk. And, but once I get out on the court and start moving around, I stretch a little bit, and, you know, I don't even notice it. It's really strange, because I take a couple of aspirin, but, you know, but, other than that, you know, I don't take anything, you know, stronger than that for pain.
To say it's the endorphins from the exercise. I love tennis, but I can't play it because of I've had back problems for 20 years, and I've been through the gamut on that. But all the twisting with tennis, that'll just knock me over for two, three days, immobilize me. So, yeah, I'm good when I'm playing, but afterwards, I pay the price. So, physical therapy does me real well, and, hopefully get back to the gym, do some more weightlifting this summer. I quit the gym at the beginning of the pandemic, but I need to get back to it. I need to strengthen everything around it so I have that support on my back. But I'll bet it's the endorphins that knock out your joint pain and leg pain once you start moving that movement as well.
Kind of funny. I mean, I take the aspirin, I get up, I fix my breakfast, and really, by the time I walk out the door, you know, I can tell the difference. And then when I get out on the court, I stretch my calf muscles. That really helps my knees. Why, I don't know, but it does. And so I do that because it really makes a difference, especially in my right knee. My right knee is a little more worn than my left knee. And so anyway, but, yeah, I enjoy playing, and I'll just keep playing until I can.
Absolutely. For me, if I stretch my hamstrings, it helps my lower back. But anyway, I'm sitting in the driveway. I gotta run. But yeah, you have a good one. I'll catch you down the log on your final. KO4ZEW clear.
Business. Good to talk to you this morning. And if you have a good rest of the day, stay cool. And we will talk to you later. This is KB4 CPA Mobile.
hope you're having a good day. NC9V. I got a few minutes that I'll ride with you.
All right. I missed your call. This is KB4CBA. But I was in a noisy place, one of many on Edwards Road.
In a noisy place, Leon, this is Leon, NC9V, North Carolina 9 volt. I think that's the moniker I'm going to use.
NC9V, well that's good, I like that, North Carolina 9 volt. I could probably come up with one, but I haven't even tried. Let's see, what was I going to say about that? So, NC, is that a South Carolina call, or is that from somewhere else?
KD4IOX that I upgraded my call when I got extra, and it's just a 9 call, so, but I like the NC North Carolina because that's where I'm living now, and there's like the NC9V, V for Victor, by the way, or volt, whichever you prefer.
9 volt thing, because you know, I use several 9-volt batteries for different things. So, but anyway, I guess whatever floats your boat. So what are you up to today?
Hey, Dave, obviously your battery for your brain is not working too well today. W2T sitting at home said that.
How should today be any different, Rusty?
You might need to upgrade to a 12-volt. Probably need to upgrade it to a 24 volt just so he'll have enough to after he gets out there on that tennis court and breaks it. And the NC9V, the name here is Rusty Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm located down here in the Spartanburg area. Over.
My name's Leon on this end, and right now I'm heading over to my next or my last stop actually. I'm driving a tractor trailer, heading up my last stop, and once I get that done, I head back to the office, hopefully be done for the day.
And that's on a Monday, too. Go ahead, Dave.
KB4CBA with the group. Let's see. I really don't know what to say. Oh, me. I have an app for the sports club, or they have an app. I have it on my phone. It's ACAC, and it's kind of a amateur radio thing, except for it's got one too many ACs in it. But anyway, I can't get it to do. You know, what it's supposed to do, and they showed me at the club before I left, this is how you do it, and so I went to my car so I could see a little clearer with my glasses, and I'd be doggone, I couldn't get it, so a little frustrating. I even, you know, cleared it out and thought that might help, but it didn't. Let's see, go ahead, Rusty.
Okay, well, you know, sometimes things like that don't work, and I got an app I got to talk to someone about that's on my phone, too, that was working fine until the other day when it quit, and then I got looking today, and it looks like I've got to do an update to it, so I'll get that done here in the day, sometime today or tomorrow. It's not a real super today or this week, so I'll do it when I get to it. Go ahead, Leon.
Yeah, the maps will do that. I want an update on you. As well as you only find the update is when you need to use the app, right? So then you got to go through the whole process of either A, update it right then and now, or B, do it later and just forget about it for right now. about my next stop, fellas? And David, my other monitor, or talking about the 9-volt and my call, NC9V, is I'm a little square sometimes, so I use the NC9-volt. Ha-ha. But I'll be back in a bit. NC9V. Good to make your acquaintance too, Rusty. Go ahead, David.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, and be careful out there. You got more stops to make, and stay hydrated and all that. Go ahead, Rusty. This is KB4CPA.
All right, Leon, nice to meet you. Be careful out there on the road. I used to be able to drive those big rigs and never did it as a full-time deal, but drove buses for the hospital system over here, so had to have my CDL to be able to do that. And so anyway, you be careful out there on the road today and make your last stop, and then you can go home and call it a day, and you'll be out of the hot there. And I'll have a good afternoon, Leon.
All right, Rusty, so you used to drive buses for Spartanburg. Now I know why there's so many people in the hospital.
Yeah, buses for the hospital system, taking people to and from their appointments.
And maybe you didn't get it the first time. But anyway, I thought it was funny, but I guess, you know, maybe somebody else is laughing that's listening, or they're scratching their head or whatever. But anyway, I'm just poking at you, as we like to do.
Oh, I knew what you were doing. I was just ignoring you if you couldn't figure that part of it out too, you know? You and Tom. And just keep in mind, it's like this, David. Us older folks, we don't get mad anymore. We just get even.
It's always the getting even part that bothers me, but anywho, it's usually not too bad. Boy, I just love these people at this traffic light. They just sit there, and then they decide to turn their turn signal on and say, oh, by the way, I'm turning left. And anyway, I'm at Wade Hampton and Watson Road, if you know where that is. And this is a little cut through. There's not a train coming. I go this way. You have to go over three tracks, and this is a main line, so there's a good bit of traffic on it, but not at this time. So anyway, and I can see the pole sticking up from the traffic light, even though it's probably half a mile or so away, and as long as I can see those poles sticking up, you know, I figure I can, maybe I can make it through them before they go down. I went through the other night, and I looked over to my right, and it was dark, and I saw the headlight of a locomotive, but I think he was sitting still because he should have, he must have stopped short of the thing that he trips, you know, to make it those things go down, and he was just sitting there waiting for whatever, but they weren't going down, and I watched them all the way up the road until I got to the stop sign, and they never went down, so I guess he was just sitting still, but kind of scared me.
It irks me now. It doesn't scare me. It just irks the heck out of me as I get to a train crossing, and the gates are down, and I can see the locomotive sitting just down far enough that he tripped the gate. And of course, as would happen if I tried to just dart across, go around it, because I know he's not moving. Next thing I know, there'd be a cop there giving me a ticket for violation of the crossing thing. So you know, those are the ones that irk me. They don't, there ain't nothing you can do about them. You just sit there and wait till it goes back up. And eventually the engineer will get it in his head. Oh, I should back up a few feet so that I'm not sitting right on the switch.
I don't really think they care a whole lot about that. Maybe some of them do. I don't know. But you know, where I am here on Rutherford Road, there's two tracks on, or is it three? Two on one side of the road, one on the other, and yes, the one closest to our house, even though we're a good distance away from it, there's another subdivision that's a lot closer, and there's houses a lot closer, and man, sometimes at night it sounds like they're coming through the bedroom there. I mean, it's just, you know, they're blowing their horn and just going to town. You know, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning or something. But we have had them stop out here for like 2 weeks, blocking the intersections. There's a lot of intersections that go up from Rutherford to Wade Hampton, and it's just a little short road. But they'll, for some reason, they have to stop there, you know, for whatever reason. And it has been as long as 2 weeks that those intersections are blocked. So you have to go all the way down to the end of Rutherford at Wade Hampton and then, you know, turn back to the right and then go to wherever you want to go.
That's an industrial yard down in that area, David. And I've been down there and had a chance to drive through that yard one time. I was going down there to take a picture of a steam engine that was coming through. And it was passing through. It wasn't stopping. But I found out where it was going and everything else and found out and tracked it and went over and got some pictures of it. But, you know, those things happen. And when it happens, you know, they're on their right of way, so there ain't a whole lot you can do about it, you know?
KB4CPA. Well, yeah, that's true. And, you know, they're responsible for any bridge that goes over the railroad tracks. So, like that big bridge that goes over the tracks at Wade Hampton there, right there at Texas Roadhouse. You know, you got 6 lanes plus the median and, you know, and the, what do you call that, the outer emergency lanes there too. So, and that's a lot of bridge and a lot of asphalt. And, but they're responsible for keeping that up. And, you know, I can't remember the name of the road, but there was one road, I think the bridge was out like 2 years. It was an old wooden bridge. It looks like it was built back in the 50s or something. And, they closed that road, Burley Road, that was it, from 291 to, that was Rutherford Road, from 291 to Rutherford Road, and there was two bridges there that the railroad had to keep up, and I think it took them about 2 years to get to it.
But the CSX has a line that goes down through the little town of Roebuck. And also goes down towards Moore, also down that way. But down that way, it takes a little bit. It's a little bit different. It goes a little bit different way. But it moves down, and when you come across, and it crosses several of the roads that go over to Highway 321 going into Spartanburg from where I live. And I can hear if the trains come through there at night. I can hear them if they're sounding their whistle when they're going across one of the three crossings they cross. And what they do is they'll get down there and they'll cross at one of the crossings, which is just a two-lane road, or two of them are two-lane roads, and then it'll stop. And then what they do is they get down there at Roebuck, and there are several businesses down there, industries down there that have rail lines shoot off, and they go. So they have to stop the train, break it up, put the cars that they need to put on those sidings, and then pull back on the main line, and all put back together, and then go on down through Woodruff and out that direction, and on and down along towards over that way. And, you know, I've been stopped as much as 45 minutes just waiting for them to finish shifting cars there at the at Roebuck, because what they'll do is they'll take and they'll go through and they'll sort out the ones that need to go there and back the train far enough down, or pull the train far enough down that they can get to the get to where they need to break it up, and then they'll back down the siding and drop the cars on the siding. Then they'll pull back onto the main line and hook back up to the cars that are sitting there, and then they go on down the road to the next point where they've got to do that on their way down to Woodruff. So, and I know there are several places along there that they have that there are companies along there that have railroad tracks that I've watched them do that over the years, having used to work all through that area there. And also, are you on your way home from playing tennis? Are you for this morning, and got another set this afternoon?
Finished at 9 o'clock, and we played about 10:30, and man, I tell you, it really got hot out there. It was kind of cloudy when we first started, but then when the sun came out, I told my partner, I said, hurry up, man, it's hot out here. He was serving. I was giving him a hard time, but he knew I was joking. But we give each other a hard time sometimes. Yeah, I play at Thornblade tonight. There's a group of guys that have been graciously invited me to come and play with them. And so it's 6, so... And we played about 8 or so, and so I enjoy that. And so I'll get two matches in today.
Get out of trouble, that's for darn sure, and or get you into a lot more of it when you go play this evening. So anyway, well, you take it easy out there. I got to go do a couple of things around here, and then everything decide. If I'm going to feel up to going to rehearsal tonight, so I don't know yet. That's something else. I've got to decide on what I'm going to do, and I'll adjust to how I feel later on this afternoon. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, David. You have a good one. KB4CBA W2T 73s for now.
See, well, good to talk to you, and like I told Leon, stay cool and hydrated, and be careful if you're doing any more driving and going out, and behave yourself. I know that's hard, but anyway. Maybe the law enforcement will help you with that part. I'm sitting here in the driveway. I've been sitting here for about 10 minutes. But anyway, you have a good one. And enjoy talking with you, and we'll talk to you later. 73's WU2T, this is KB4 CPA Mobile, clear.